Who is it? She asked.
Pip, ma'am, I answered. Mr. Pumblechook's boy, ma'am, come to play.
Let me look at you. Come close.
It was when I stood before her, avoiding her eyes, that I saw that the only clock in the room had stopped at 9:20, and that her watch also had stopped at the same time.
"Look at me," said Miss Havisham suddenly, and laid her hands one upon the other on her left side. "Do you know what I touch here?" she asked.
"Yes, ma'am, your heart."
"Broken,"
she cried, with a strange smile that had a kind of boast in it. Then the smile faded.
"I am tired," she said heavily, "and I have done with men, women. I have a sick fancy that I want to see someone play. Play, boy, play!" She moved her fingers impatiently. "Play, play, play!" I had no idea what to do. I just stood there looking at her.
"What's the matter?" she asked sharply.
"Ma'am," I said in a kind of despair, "I'm very sorry for you, and very sorry I can't play just now. It's so new here, and so strange." I broke off, and we took another long look at each other.
"So new to him," she said softly.
"And so old to me.
Call Estella. You can do that. Call Estella at the door."
To stand in the dark in a mysterious passage, like a strange house calling Estella to the scornful young lady, was almost as bad as playing to order. But she answered at last, and her light came flickering along the dark passage like a star. Miss Havisham called her close. She took up her jewel from the table and tried its effect against the girl's pretty brown hair.
"Let me see you play cards with this boy," she said.
"With this common boy?" asked Estella, turning up her nose. I thought I heard Miss Havisham answer, only it seemed so unlikely.
"Well, you can break his heart."
Estella laughed, and we sat down to cards.
"What coarse hands this boy has," said Estella, before our first game was done. "And what thick boots."
I had never been ashamed of my hands or boots before, but I was from that moment on. She won the game, and I dealt the cards again. I made mistakes, as was only natural when I knew she was lying in wait for me to do wrong. She called me a stupid, common boy.
"You say nothing of her," remarked Miss Havisham as she looked on.
"What do you think of her?"